Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A weakness across the board was the story for today's grain futures. 12 to 13 cents lower for the corn futures. December down 13 at 438 and three quarters. Significant amount of weakness after the market has rallied 75 or 80 cents off of the lows. Went as high as $4.54 before closing at 438 and three quarters. Beans also weaker, although not as weak as the corn was. Beans down 3 to 3.5 cents. November beans at 10.25 and a half, and then wheat futures lower as well, 4.5 to 5.5 cents weaker for Chicago wheat. Chicago wheat 5.76 and a quarter, down 5.5, and Kansas City wheat was a little bit weaker than that, down about 7 cents across the board. September down 7 and a quarter at 5.60. Dece down 7.5 at 5.80. Most of the weaknesses contributed to the fact that weather is going to clear up. There are some beans currently being planted in Indiana. Some of the acres that needed to be replanted or planted are getting done right now in this clear weather. And technically speaking, the markets rallied significantly, and it was overbought. There were some technical guys and also filled the gap in the September corn. So a few things coming together here to at least stop the rally.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds were sellers across the board today. Currently, they're long. They're long about 125 million bushels of wheat, just over a billion bushels of corn, and long 510 million bushels of beans. Of course, they did sell some across the board today, and that was part of the reason why it was selling off. Tomorrow, we've got a NOPA crush report for the month of June. It's expected to be 141.5 million bushels. Last year, it was 118.7. Last month, it was 148.4. So significantly higher than where we were last year. It's thought that the bean demand is really good, even as the price goes up. Crop rated yesterday, 62% good to excellent in the soybeans. Last year it was 71%. Dropped a little bit in the east, but it was higher or steady everywhere else or in the west. So still overall a pretty good to excellent rating for the soybeans. Corn 69% good to excellent, 76% last year. So again, in the east it dropped a little bit, but everywhere else it was above a little steady or above last year. So the corn and bean crops are both looking pretty good.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, August live cattle up 55 at 147.15. 15, October up 60 at 150.32. August feeder cattle up 305 at 214.30, October up 307 at 210.82. August lean hogs up 197 at 75.92, October up $2 at 64.92. In the grains, September Kansas City wheat down 6 at 561 and a quarter, and December down 6 and a quarter at 581 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat down 4 and 3 quarters at 571. September corn down 12 and a half at 428 and a quarter. December down 13 at 438 and 3 quarters. August soybeans down 4 at 1033 and a half. September down 4 and a quarter at 1025 and a quarter. October cotton up 44 at 66.17. December up 61 at 66.13. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.